Today is the 28th Sunday in ordinary time. Let us begin our celebration with our devotional prayers. Prayer to St. Michael of Galilee. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, and rob God of the world of the human souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of our womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. We welcome you all to our liturgy today. Thank you all for being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscientious of social distancing. Looking for a way to help St. Elizabeth Ann Parish? The RCIA ministry is looking for some people who want to share God's faith message with others seeking to build that personal relationship with God. If you are interested, please contact the office or Diane Whitaker for more information. The Knights of Columbus are having their fall membership drive. If interested in becoming a knight, please call the office for more information. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our offertory basket located at the right, online giving, and any donations that we have received. We want to thank everyone for their generosity during these difficult times. Our mass intentions are for Mary Kunikatu. Our celebrant is Father Soldier. Please rise.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all
people of good will.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world.
Receive our prayer.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
For you alone are the Holy One.
You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and in the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is worn over two nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, behold our God, to whom we love to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain.
Thank you.
and sisters. I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and being in need. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with His gracious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. Word of the Lord.
And if you come to the sixth question, know, it's very important question, the sixth one. And, you know, that's always discussed. Sixth question is, why did God create me? That is the sixth question. Why did God create me? And I'm sure, you know, God created us. And at least I'm sure somebody here and there saying, and glad, you know, like, so God created us to love Him, sorry, to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, and to be with Him forever in heaven. Right? That is the answer. Did I say right? So that is why God created us, to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, and to be with Him forever in heaven. No? And the whole thing is like, God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be happy, every one of us. He wants to be happy. And you know, sometimes our concept of God is very different. Sometimes we all think that God is really someone who is there to punish me, and you know, like, who is after me, and you know, like, He is going to condemn me, and He is going to judge me. No. God wants us to be happy. God wants to be with Him forever, and happy and to be with Him ever. And what makes us to be afraid of Him? Because when we sin, right? When we don't live the way, you know, we are expected to live, you know? And then that is when we get scared, you know, like, hey, you know, what is He going to do with me, and things like that. But still, we know, we are human beings. You know, we are not God, right? We make mistakes. We have failures. We have shortcomings. And, you know, we fall, you know, very often. And we make bad choices in life. That is fine. That's okay. God knows. But the only thing that we become aware of that and tell to God, you know, and tell Him, hey, these are the times, these are the ways. You know, I went away from God, went away from my brothers and sisters and all that. And therefore, the most important thing that we all are going to be, and Jesus said this beautiful parable today, you know, and, you know, this parable tells us about a banquet, wedding banquet that God has said, the king has said. And even in the first reading, that is what we hear, you know, like about the good food, the rich good food, juicy rich food, and good wine and all that, right? And that is how it's all about in heaven, that everything is wonderful, and everything is fine, everything is great, and that is the way God wants us to be. And enjoy that, you know, that banquet with God. You know, like when you are really, really, really hungry and you get a nice cheeseburger. Right? And you say, when you have the first bite and you say, that's suddenly. Right? But we say that, we do, right? We say, it is like, that is why Jesus even said in today's gospel about the banquet, you know, like, everything is ready. You know, everything, the fat and calf is killed, and you know, like, and when invited, you know, the priority of those people who were invited is heartbreaking, right? You know, they said they have their own priorities. Some they do his business, some they do his farm, and all that. And then that is how it is sometimes. And then if you go to the long form of the reading, like we see when the king invited and gathered all the people from the street, from the towns, and all that, and they all came. The banquet hall was full, and there was few people without dress, proper dress, and they were cast out. You know, that is what it tells. And then Matthew's gospel tells us very clearly about that, but Luke's gospel doesn't say about that. But you know, what is that the cloth? What is that, you know, the wedding cloth that we wear? You know, sometimes people wonder, you know, like the wedding cloth is maybe the dress that we wear, you know, like when we go, you know, like in olden times, we need to understand in Jesus' time, when a king or when there is a big banquet, you know, people were invited, they were provided with good dress, you know, getting to the banquet hall. They were provided with a dress, whatever kind of dress that they want to wear, it was provided for them. And then these people who came without that dress, they were out. That is what it means. And therefore, when we come, when we think about in our own life, you know, about that, the press, you know, like the wedding press, that is nothing but our disposition when we enter into the banquet. Our disposition, you know, the cloth, the garment is, you know, Christ-like love. If that love is not there, that is the whole thing. It is not anything that we wear that is important, you know, but it is the love, Christ love, like love. Like when we are invited for a wedding, how can we go to a wedding with hate in your heart? You know, we cannot go. Like if you hate the bride, we cannot go. You know, with the prejudice and hate and jealous and all that, we cannot go for a wedding. And that is why it tells us the disposition with which we need to approach, you know, the banquet. And the banquet today for us is the banquet we come together. Now here, this is the small form of that, you know, banquet that we are going to have with God, that we hear in the Eucharistic banquet that we enjoy here. You know, and then when we come for that Eucharistic banquet, how do we prepare ourselves? You know, I have heard many times people say, oh yeah, you know, I go to Mass all the time, but I don't get out of it anything. No? And I feel bored. I don't care. I don't go for Mass. You know, my dear friends, sometimes what we really need to think is, when you go for a Mass, how much do you put in? How much you prepare? How much you, you know, the disposition with which you come? That is all. That's all. It's all important. No, it is not just, we are not just spectators here. We are participants. We are invited guests. We become part of this. And therefore, the most important thing is, like, you know, our participation, if you really feel that, you know, sometimes it's natural, sometimes we feel a kind of try, you know, like spiritually down and think, that is okay. But every time, you know, like if you feel, I don't care, you know, like sometimes you really need to think, how much do I prepare? You know, how much love, real love I have for the Eucharist? How much real love I have, you know, for God and my brothers and sisters, you know? And how do I prepare, and, you know, how much I put in into this celebration and participation? And therefore today, my dear friends, as we are, you know, reflecting on this gospel passage, you know, we are all invited. That's what everyone is invited. And God wants us to be together with Him, with us forever, you know, happy forever, together with Him. And therefore, let us always accept that invitation of God with a good disposition, with a good heart. You know, enjoy, you know, like our own priority, keep it aside. The priority for us, you know, like here as we live here, that, but you know, when we go, that is our question, that is our hope forever. And that is where we need to prepare. And therefore, let us always, you know, accept that invitation of God with the proper disposition, and not with a pure heart, you know, with love in our heart. And then I'm sure the good Lord will be always with us. We will be in this place, we will receive this distinction.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.
One God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial of the Father, through whom all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. Thank you.
with the Father and the Son is Lord and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. With the trust in God's merciful and abundant love, let us make our request known to Him.
For our church, may God continue to help us grow in holiness and strength as we nurture a culture of healing and life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For lawmakers, may God's grace direct their hearts in proposing laws that protect the life and rights of all people, including those yet to be born. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick, may they know the healing power of Christ, who is our divine physician. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here, may the Lord continue to help us speak the truth in charity to one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they find a place at the banquet of life in the eternal kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before God our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. For those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish. All the people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Almighty and eternal God, our salvation comes from you alone. As you watch over the lives of your people, hear the prayers we offer this day and answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Let's sing together, "You are the light."
Oh, thoughts and words.
consideration of my sacrifice and yours, may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devoutness we may pass over to the glory of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that he suffers, he humbled himself and was born of the virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with the angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from this. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, when we eat this bread
and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life
and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, whose dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh.
We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that yes, you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us trailers of his divine nature. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear friends, this coming week, you will be getting a letter from me in the mail in our hall. And it is a letter stating that our financial situation and things like that. So, and an envelope will be enclosed with that. It's a one-time donation that I will proceed to make towards our, you know, deficit this year in the offertory collection, because we are a little bit struggling now. So if you are able to do, better, more, do it, or whatever you are able to do, you know, like every little bit you help us, that will be a quick help for us this time. And, you know, we have, on top of all these, we have, you know, we have decided to change our air conditioning. This was giving us a constant problem, the air conditioning. So we have ordered a new air conditioning, and that will be installed in January, beginning of January. So everything is coming together. So, all that, so we have a little bit short day, so if you can consider, I would really appreciate. So don't discard the letter and, you know, whatever your envelope that you get. So send it back, and I will keep it safe, your envelope, okay? And use it towards the needs of the church. Thank you so much. We appreciate whatever you do. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go for the Mass Center.
Have
a nice weekend.
We'll close with Alleluia, Love is Alive.
Rise from your sleeping and run to the tomb.